Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, how many minutes are we at?
I have no idea.
12. Are we recording?
No. Oh, was I supposed to...
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the over 33-minute podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about dinner at Ticonderoga Club in Atlanta and Trader Joe's gluten-free, battered, plant-based fish fillets. We'll also try the Reese's Zero Proof Margarita.
Wow. I'm coming in a little bit tinny.
Are you?
A little bit echoey.
Huh.
Yeah. My voice doesn't have the usual golden tones that it typically has. Hey, listeners, do I have a good voice? Not just this episode, because it's not good on this episode, but in general? Let me know. Hey, I wish I knew that we were doing these things.
Yeah.
The script was not available until just now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like time to remember my trip to Ticonderoga Club is my point.
I'll go first.
That's not a lot of time. That's putting a lot of pressure on me.
And I wrote down what you got.
Well, that's just creepy.
Because we shared everything. And so I tasted everything. So I wrote down what you got and what I got. Except your cocktails, you'll have to remember.
Okay. Well, I only had one cocktail.
Well, there you go.
Three times. How are you?
I am good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to talk more about it? Doesn't have to be skating related. I see you reaching for skating specific news.
Well,
just talk about what's going on in your life.
Well, I can't talk about what's going on in my life because then you'll yell at me about jinxing stuff.
Yeah, we don't talk about things in the future.
Right. So my foot injury is all better. I have been skating with zero bandages. Oh, I mean, it still looks like a nightmare.
Now hold on.
From a pain perspective, all better.
Okay.
It does still look like a nightmare.
Yeah.
But someone asked me how I was doing last night, and I was like, you know what? I don't have any bandages, and it doesn't hurt at all.
Hmm.
So, and I was really practicing and working hard last night. So,
yeah.
At roller skating.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At roller sleigh.
Well, that's a good space. You know how I know? Because I purchased some roller skates this weekend, and then I went out to that same space that you went to last night to skate.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Is it?
I'm brimming.
I fell.
Of course you did.
I got two, what's the term? My eyes were bigger than my stomach, but the skating equivalent of that.
Oh, overly confident?
Now, is your eyes too big for your stomach, meaning that you're overly confident?
No, it means you're taking more food than you can eat.
That's it.
You took more food than you could eat.
Okay.
Overly confident. You thought you could go down that hill, but maybe not yet.
I'm never confident, so it's impossible to be overly confident. But B, I think I pushed myself too hard to achieve. And then I got into my head. Do you even know what I did? Do you even know how I fell?
I was right behind you.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Oh, I saw you start to go down the hill and I was like, let me just follow him in case something
happens.
You
weren't right behind me though.
No. But I was like not far behind you. I was behind you.
Oh, I know that you were behind me.
I was following.
The whole city was behind me.
Mm-hmm. They were all going, Dave.
That's not what I mean. Yes, you were technically in the position that was behind me, but you were like 50 yards away from me.
So tell me what happened.
There's a bump.
There is a bump. There's a little metal plate.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I was confidently going down this hill because I'd gone down a couple of hills and was like, I could do this. What's so different about the path? I'll tell you what's different about the path. It has this big metal bump going through it that I didn't realize until I was already at speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to stop yet.
No.
So what I did was I thought to myself, I'll simply stagger my skates.
Correct.
As my wife says.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but I'll simply do that. And so then I did it. And as I approached the bump, I said, actually, what I think I'll do is I think I'll lift one skate up and set it down on the other side of the bump and then lift up the other skate. Like, I'll step over the bump while I'm skating.
That is a doable thing.
If you're a skater, yes.
Yes.
I lifted up my skate, and then I fell. Because I'm only used to skating on two skates. And then I fell, and I did a pretty good fall. My knee bent behind me, but I was wearing knee pads, and I was hitting the knee pads, and I was like, oh, wow, that didn't hurt. And then I heard a guy with his kids playing baseball in the park go, ooh. And so I just sat there.
Oh.
I did okay otherwise, though.
You're good.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess
you
did
do okay otherwise. I'm thinking.
I was waiting for you to.
Oh, sorry.
Latch in.
I'm thinking about that guy. I feel like when people do that, especially if it didn't hurt that badly, but it looks bad, I feel like a tough cookie. You didn't feel like a tough cookie. You felt embarrassed.
I felt like I'd pushed myself too hard.
Yeah.
And then you tried to coach me and you were pushing me hard. And I was like, I've seen what happens when you push yourself too hard.
Yeah.
And you tried to coach me into being hard.
It didn't work.
No, I rejected it.
Yeah. My teaching style is not for you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Just in that case.
Yeah.
You turned into a real suck it up champ.
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do because I want to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I did suck it up. I got back up and I kept skating.
Yeah, you did.
I continued to push myself, just not in that specific direction.
I got to say, we only skated for about an hour. I usually skate for a lot longer. But what I did yesterday or Sunday with you was drilling like dance moves that I need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exhausted after I was sitting down before we left. You skated longer than me on Sunday. I got so tired.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Well, I've got a lot of energy and strength.
Well, that's true.
It's what I got going for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
was Skating Corner.
What? No, we're not going to do a segment. That's the last time we both talk about skating.
No, it's not. Listen, her.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe View.
That's right. It's Talking Toe Views. This is a segment of the podcast where we talk about the world of pop culture visual that we're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an orange script.
Yes.
Because it's spooky season.
Spooky season.
Is that why?
No.
Oh.
It's because I save all the printouts that get sent home with our kid, and then I use the backs to print our scripts.
I haven't read that one. Is it printed orange because of spooky season?
Oh, I don't read them anymore because I subscribed to the school calendar and it's all on there.
I don't have time to click on websites. I want paper.
Okay, well, you can have this after we record.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, spooky season is upon us.
Spooky season!
Orange paper or not. And one might say, no better season to watch a few Buffy episodes. And to that, I will say, had a different idea. I have finally, talk about bravery, talk about confidence. I've mustered up the confidence to decide that I am going to watch all the Saw movies between October 1st and October 31st.
That's huge.
Today is October 2nd.
Third.
Mm-hmm. And I've watched 3 Saw movies in the past 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. How many are there?
There are 10. I will not be seeing Saw X in theaters because I am too much of a coward. And a spoiler alert, I'm not enjoying them very much.
But you're going to keep going?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I used to be too scared to watch a scary movie, right? Mm-hmm. You knew that me.
I did know that you.
And now I'm Scary Dave.
Yeah.
That's, you call me that.
Yeah. I call you that all
because
the time.
You call me that because I like scary movies now.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
for any other reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You call me Scary Dave. Well, now I'm Scary Dave. But, so, in my life not watching scary movies, I was still fascinated by what would happen during the scary movies. So I looked them all. I looked up all the Saw movies. I would do other movies too. But I looked up all the Saw movies on Wikipedia. I don't know if you know this about Wikipedia, but it's user, there aren't writers for Wikipedia.
No.
It's just, I mean, anybody does it.
Yeah.
You mean, are there writers?
I mean, there are people doing the writing, but they're not hired. But Wikipedia doesn't have writing staff.
Yeah. They're just average dummies writing anything for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the stuff.
Except for whoever's fine. Maintaining the Talkin' Tofu wiki.
Yeah.
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 You're a hero.
Yeah.
And very smart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Piss Freak 404. So we're watching. So I read all the Wikipedia entries for Saw, and they don't make any sense. Like, and I don't think that it's because it's a convoluted story. I think it's because it's poorly written. Mm-hmm. Like, the person is talking, it's like a second grader telling you a story about what happened at school.
Oh, no.
Like, and then Amanda comes out and yells at so-and-so, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So, I have that in my head, but I've got, like, the beats, the loose trajectory in my head of the Saw movies. So then I watch it. Mm-hmm. I'm 3 movies into the Saw movies, and the Wikipedia was not far off. It's very confounding. It's like a soap opera.
Really?
It's like a soap opera in like a bad, like a daytime soap opera that doesn't really have a point in that it just keeps flashing back. Like, it does have a point of trying to tell a story, but it keeps flashing back for convenience to like flesh out the story more and make it make more sense, or mm-hmm. whatever's happening at that moment make more sense. But it all feels very like from the hip, just like, what if it was like this now, you know? Punctuated with just terrible torture scenes. Like, and that's the problem that I'm having. I'm here for the convoluted plot. I'm not here for the torture.
No.
And I think that's maybe a flip of what I'm supposed to be there for. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm supposed to be there for those scenes and put up with the convoluted plot. But I want to be like, how's this guy get his disciples? What do his disciples do? How does he get the money to make all these traps? Where does he get the real estate to have all these traps? Why does he own all these properties? How does he get like all this medical equipment into his house? He's dying of cancer and he wants, Saw spoilers. He's dying of cancer and he wants other people to appreciate their lives. So that's why he puts them through these trials. Mm. That's how it starts. Gets weirder. But the first one I thought was really good.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, does it go steeply downhill after that?
I don't know if it goes steeply downhill. It just like morphs into something that I'm less and less into. Mm. And it's directly correlated with the amount of torture that's in the movie.
The more the more you like it.
The first one, no.
I'm joking.
Get me so upset.
He's so mad,
this
everybody.
This is important.
Talk about Scary Dave.
This is important.
He's so mad right now.
It starts out, and I was surprised it's pretty torture light. Like, it's got some torture in it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty torture light. It's mostly like these guys trapped in a room and things are weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm here for that. Like, give me more of that. Mm-hmm. And then the second one comes along. It's like 40% more torture.
That's a big jump.
Third one comes along.
Yeah.
First 20 minutes, there are 3 separate torture scenes.
Jeez Louise.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And it's like actively trying to gross you out, trying to unsettle you. And I'm like, if it keeps going in this direction, I'm not going to have a very good month, but I'm not going to stop watching it. I'm not going to pull a Buffy here.
Oh.
I'm going to keep watching.
Oh, no.
What? No, I'm going to keep watching Buffy after I finish Saw.
Gotcha.
So I got 6 more to go in 27 days, 28 days.
You got this. Except for five of those days, we'll be out of town.
Stop!
Oh.
You're going to jinx it.
Never mind.
You're going to jinx it.
Forget it, listener. You'll hear about it when we return.
What else are we watching? We don't ever see each other, so we don't watch TV together.
We just finished.
Can't help but think that things are falling apart.
What are you talking about? We just finished the after party.
That's right.
Your thoughts?
We already talked about this.
Oh, okay. We feel same the same thoughts, way. Yeah. Same thoughts. Same
kind
thoughts.
Kind of blah on it. Blah. It was fun. Blah. There were two episodes that were very well written.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest was kind of blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
What are you going to do? I think that's a classic case of you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I think that's right.
This time we lost some.
Can't wait to watch season three.
No, there's not going to be a season three. There's no way. I don't know. Maybe they will.
It's going to be another wedding.
Why?
It'll be their wedding.
Why?
And there'll be a murder at it.
They're already married, aren't they?
No, they're dating. The whole thing was he was going to ask her.
Becky.
Yeah.
There's the epilogue. They show up. You're going to have to take this out. They show up on the set of the after party movie year later when they're married.
Oh, yeah.
Visiting Tiffany Haddish.
Murder on the set. That's what it's going to be.
It better not be. Whatever. But it will. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe View.
Side note, there was a corgi today at pickup at school.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person, as soon as they noticed the corgi, said, "Corgi!" Mm. I was talking to Ashley and we were mid-sentence and I was like, "Ashley, it's a corgi." She said, "I know. I saw the corgi." And then the kid came running over and grabbed my arm and said, "Mom, did you see the corgi?" And then there were like all these kids around the corgi. And then the kid came back over to me and said, "We're going to take the corgi for a walk. Can I come?" And they walked around the field with the corgi, all these children following like in a herd. It was very funny. It was like the corgi arrived and you could hear just like, "Corgi, corgi, corgi, corgi. There's a corgi." It was very funny.
Monorail.
It was exactly like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good story.
That dog was smiling so big, and I bet it's because every time that dog goes anywhere, they get that reception.
Yeah. So we had a date night with some other couples.
Yeah, we did.
This was a quadruple date.
Yes, it was.
Quadruple date. Quadruple? Quintuple. Quadruple. Quintuple?
Quadruple.
Quadruple.
No, triple.
Quadruple.
Quadruple.
Me and you.
Mm-hmm. Patty and Blake. Blake,
Allison and Kevin, Fiona and Mike.
I can do math. I wasn't counting me and you.
And just like I say, spend less and less time together. Things are falling apart.
Everything is so great. What are you talking about?
I just can't help but think maybe things are, if you don't use a muscle, it starts to atrophy.
Oh boy.
I'm not being specific. I'm saying that our marriage is the muscle.
Okay.
It's figurative.
I'm pulling up my notes.
Yeah?
So we went to Ticonderoga Club.
Go ahead.
I was trying to get us back on track. No, you set
I
the...
Insist. Please, I insist. I'm sitting back now.
So we went to
I'll just be over here.
Okay. So we went to Ticonderoga Club. We went to Ticonderoga Club. Mm-hmm. It's inside of Krog Street Market. We went with these three other couples who they have... all gone there a lot. I have only been there one time to get a mocktail. I've never been there to eat.
You think they have all gone there a lot?
They all seemed very familiar with the menu. Or maybe it was just the people sitting by us. The people at the other end of the table, I don't know what they were doing. Who knows? But the people sitting by us were very familiar with like the menu and what was going to happen. And the friend who made the reservation... was smart enough to get the captain's table, which is a big 8-top table.
This was an organized effort to get the captain's table.
It worked.
Yeah.
And the captain's table is like in this lofted area, and it's the only table up there, and it seats 8. And it's really cool. You get some cool views. You can look down and see the rest of the bar area, which is very mm-hmm. fun. Also, a side note, I used the bathroom while we were there.
Whoa.
I know. She pees. And I The wallpaper in the bathroom is so incredible. I took a video of it and sent it to my friend Liz. It's all animals wearing dapper outfits and like doing people stuff. It's very funny and
cute. That's fun.
So we had heard that Ticonderoga Club had some great vegan options, but we'd never been.
When we were there having cocktails, we looked at their food menu and identified
quite a few.
Right. And we, with the people we were there with, agreed that we should do a dinner there.
Yes.
Which is what kicked all of this off. Yeah, let me tell the real story.
Okay, Dave's going to take over.
I just did. Oh. I'm just saying that's the real story. I'm not taking over anything. I'm still on break.
So we arrived at the Ticonderoga Club. We walked up the stairs like some fancy VIPs. And
what's the vibe?
What is the vibe? It's kind of like funky bohemian, lots of like ephemera all over the place. It's the kind of bar that would have red wallpaper in the bathroom with pictures of animals wearing jaunty outfits and doing people stuff.
I get a depressing Christmas Eve in New York City by yourself vibe in 1956. And that's a good thing.
Yes, but there's also a lot of lore. The menu
makes
it feel like there's a lot of like old-timey lore surrounding this place. It's a cool vibe. It's like dimly lit, which I always appreciate, and just and very chill also.
Yeah.
Yes. So we walked up the stairs. We got to the table. Everyone else was already there, even though we were on time.
We were late.
Oh, were we late?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. I hate being late.
Because we rode our bikes.
Oh, that's right. We rode our bikes. Took longer than we thought.
Everybody got there in like a 5-minute span. And then you had to go to the bathroom right when we got there. Mm-hmm. So that made us a little bit late.
Oh, yeah. I used the bathroom in Croc Street Market. Yeah,
used the bathroom twice.
Oh, my gosh. On this date. Yes, on this date. So we started out with drinks. My first drink was the Turn Left. It was a mocktail, and it was like a zesty sparkling limeade. It was very lovely. It was just like crisp and refreshing and tart and just really nice.
I had the Buckskin Playmate, which was bourbon, rye whiskey, Madeira, sweet vermouth, bitters, and pastis. Pastis? Pastis?
Pastis, I think.
It was fantastic. It is probably my favorite cocktail in Atlanta right now, and has been since the first time I tried it, which was when we went out for drinks in the aforementioned visit.
So the Turn Left was a citrus cordial with fresh lime, soda, and tonic water. And the tonic water made it extra special. If you like that kind of, I'm trying to think of the word for it, like tannic flavor, it was really nice. Now, I feel like tonic water really makes a drink, a mocktail taste like cocktail level fancy.
Are you going to get mad at me if I tell you I hate tonic water? No. I think it's a repulsive. It's like the eggplant of drinks.
Yeah, it tastes medicinal.
It tastes like... it tastes like somebody lied to you.
Okay.
It tastes like, hey, I'm lemon, but I'm not. I'm lime, but I'm not. In fact, I might be spoiled.
It is like sour plus bitter, which really works for me, especially if it's mixed with the right other flavors. But
I've never liked it.
Oh, I love it.
I've never liked it. What should I have it with? Don't say gin. Don't say gin.
I think mixing it with grapefruit would be good.
Grapefruit and tonic water.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to buy tonic water for that?
I'll drink it.
The answer is no. Oh. I won't.
He won't, everybody.
And while we're talking about Seagram's, I bought Fever Tree ginger beer to make in a cocktail. It's not Seagram's, but they make ginger beer too. No, they make ginger ale, which is a relative of ginger beer.
Are you okay?
Fever Tree. Yes. Okay. Fever Tree makes a ginger beer that I bought for cocktails. Garbage. Might as well be ginger ale.
Really?
No teeth. No bite at all.
Boo.
I need to get punched in the stomach by a ginger beer.
And that's an expensive ginger beer.
It's $8.
And they're tiny cans.
$12 at Soberish.
Ugh.
$8 at Kroger.
Boo.
But you know at Kroger, what's $4.99? 12-pack of Kroger ginger beer, which is the goat of ginger beer.
It is so true.
The best ginger beer in the world. Are you writing that?
Hell yeah.
You don't need to put all of this stuff in the show notes is the point that I keep making to you. I looked last week. I don't always look. I looked last week. Mm-hmm. Fucking novel in there. The thing that David talked about at 18 minutes and 33 seconds was a music song that he heard when he was in middle school. Here's a link to the Apple Music page.
A friend told me when we were getting ready to start doing the podcast, a good friend who I trust told me that the podcasts that she listened to that are informational in any way, and even though we make a lot of fun of this show, we are talking about, at the end of the day, like resources, like vegan foods and stuff. And she said she finds the show notes helpful if she can't remember, if she wants to go back. It also helps me down the road if I'm like, what was the episode where we talked about Kroger ginger beer? Because I'll link to it in the show notes if we talk about it again so that listeners can go back and hear what we had to say about it back in the day, for example.
One, this doesn't sound like a very good friend who's mindful of your time and your workload. Two, show notes. More like GTFO notes.
Okay.
Like, get them out of there. Don't worry about them. The listeners are cool. They don't care about that shit.
Listener, do you ever refer to the show notes? Let us know. I'll give you a week to let me know.
If you do.
A week from today, if you Friday, do, October 6th. Yes.
If you do, let us know.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if you do, comma, let us know. I'm not saying if you do, let us know, then there's another part of the sentence. I'm saying, if you do, use the notes. I know I'm tapping the table a lot. Stop looking at me. You want me to be more engaged on the podcast, and then you get upset at the ways that I've become more engaged on the podcast.
Ah, it's so scary Dave again.
I'm folding my arms, and I'm refusing to participate. From this moment on.
Can we please talk about what we ate at Ticonderoga Club?
I've been begging to.
Great. So this dish that I ordered is something that I was excited to order, just like Dave from the previous visit. When
this
we looked at
dish,
the
this dish.
This dish.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to lose the
No, you had to do it then. Yeah. That was the moment. When we were scanning the menu for vegan options, I saw this and was like, well, that's what I'm going to get. It is called Poe's Eggplant. Let me tell you about Poe's Eggplant. First of all, listener, as you know, I never get to have eggplant. My family hates it because they're monsters.
Hey.
Yes.
One episode ago, what did I say?
I know. Well,
one episode ago.
All of this was previous to that.
I know, but you're just grinding your teeth. Did you write in your notes, I never get to have eggplant? Or is that a sentiment that you're representing right now? Let me see your notes.
No, my notes are very skeletonless. Okay. I'm on the menu now.
So you are representing that as a current position, despite what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
You're not, as you threw out there, you're not transporting yourself to your mindset back then.
Okay.
Just saying.
I ordered
apology accepted.
The Poe's eggplant, jasmine rice, Thai basil, mint, Thai chilies, toasted coconut, and Bali sauce. This was like a sweet and spicy eggplant stir fry, and I was living for it. It was so good. The eggplant was tender. The sauce was super flavorful. I ordered a side of their chili crisp because they make their own in-house chili crisp.
Yeah.
And I put that on there, and it made it even better. And what a dream, what a delight. Ugh, would eat again in a heartbeat.
So I had some of it.
Yes.
Did not care for it. Do you know why?
Because of the eggplant.
Because of the eggplant. It's the main part of the dish.
Yeah.
And I did not like the taste of it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the taste of the eggplant, primarily. The other stuff, probably liked it, but couldn't get past that eggplant. You're not supposed to.
Do you want to know what you ordered?
I know what I ordered. Okay. I ordered
I wrote it down for you.
Listener, let me tell you a little something that happened today, by the way.
What's happening?
You, for dinner tonight.
Yes.
We're recording after dinner. Talking Tofu Nights.
Nights.
What did you make?
I made a loaded baked potato casserole that I'm testing for the blog.
Yeah, what was in it?
Potatoes, green onion, tomato, bacon, broccoli. Cream sauce, broccoli,
cheese
on top, more green onion and bacon on top.
What's today?
It's the 3rd of October, Dave.
What month does October come after?
I plead the 5th.
What month? You've got a calendar.
Well, my phone's, it died.
It comes after September.
Mm-hmm. What's special about?
We did a potato-themed month, and the week after that month, you make this delightful dish. A week after probably the most content-starved month of the entire podcast, and you make this baked potato dish. Then I look at the script for the first time, and you have a new potato chip that you have bought.
I was trying to get us to eat those chips throughout Sepotember, and you were like, next week.
You should have insisted. I'm not so rigid that I can't be. Don't look at me like that. I can be talked into whatever.
That's not true. I can be.
You're making it sound like it was my decision to make poor decisions for 4 weeks, and that's not true either.
No, that was a joint effort.
Exactly. We failed together.
Hell yeah.
I had the... Are you done?
Hell yeah.
I had the vegan noodle... I'll just get this over with. I had the vegan noodle bowl. It's a chilled noodles with buckwheat noodles, local vegetables, sesame, toasted nori, and cool shiitake dashi. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
It was huge.
And it had the chili crisp in it as well. It was like at the bottom. You're supposed to mix it up.
Yeah. You got to mix the whole thing up. It comes like in a nice little presentation and then you mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it all up together.
Yeah.
Big serving.
It was enough
to share. I got to tell you, I was really excited about it, but it could have used more chili crisp. It came out kind of bland.
I thought it was bland as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was very bland.
I will get it again though, and I'll give it more chili crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get extra chili crisp.
Yeah.
Didn't we also get the wok veg as a starter?
Did we?
We did.
Okay.
We got the wok veg as the starter. It was seasonal veggies. This mm-hmm. time it was baby bok choy and broccolini. And it was lovely. So much garlic and ginger. And the broccolini was like crispy on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But not like overdone. Just like a little bit of crispness. Oh, so good. Such a nice starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the wok veg is... I think it rotates based on whatever veggies are looking good to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our server said it's always vegan. You might want to double check if you're there, but as far as I know, that's what he said. So after dinner, we got second rounds of drinks.
Yeah.
I ordered the Saline Sibling, which is another mocktail. And that one was lime, ginger, more tonic, hibiscus and salt. And y'all, this drink blew me away. It was spicy from the ginger. It had like a sour bitterness from the tonic and even more sourness from the hibiscus and the lime. And that little bit of salt made it all pop. And it was incredible. I have a new fave that I'll be ordering if we go back to Ticonderoga Club.
I mean, I think we'll
soon.
Go back, right?
Yeah. I meant I was mid-sentence, I was saying anytime soon, if we go back anytime soon. They strike me as a place that changes their menu.
Mm, they strike me as a place that does not.
Mm. Hmm.
Yeah, I guess we're a house divided.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I guess our marriage is just kind of...
Actually, our marriage is great. Uh-huh. Since we went there one previous time for drinks,
mm-hmm.
and the drink I ordered... means that I've had all three of their mocktails that are on their menu.
Right.
I got the teacup, which was mint tea, pineapple, sorghum and lemon. Doesn't that sound like ooh?
It
but
does.
It was kind of boring.
Is it more ew?
It was just like, ooh? Okay. It was kind of like an iced tea. Like it wasn't sweet enough really. I didn't love it. But the other two were both incredible. Mm. So just stick to those. Turn left and the Saline Sibling.
I had another Buckskin Playmate.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And then I got a lot of big opinions after that for some reason.
You did?
Yeah.
After the second one?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Because I had two cocktails and got loud. That was my point.
You didn't get loud.
I didn't?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. It was loud in there. On a scale Dave, of 1 to yes. 10 buckskin playmates.
I couldn't do that.
On a scale of 1 to 10 scary Daves, how many scary Daves would you give?
Well, to answer that question, I would simply remind you that we do not rate our takeout like that. And that we just say, it was good, would go again.
Would go again, looking forward to it. Yeah. More eggplant. Oh, yeah. Wait, sorry, one more thing. Because when the server found out we were vegan, we got the whole, this is all the vegan stuff. And yeah. I will just say that their street corn is also vegan, although we did not order it. But I can tell you what it was because I'm looking at the menu. It is charred corn, spiced coconut milk, lime salt. And it sounded really good, but we had already ordered a ton of food and we only have bellies of a finite size.
And wallets of a finite size as well.
Yes, also that.
This is Talking Toe News.
Does that one have caffeine in it?
Hey, this is Talking Toe News. It's a segment of the podcast where Becky asks questions during the song about what I'm drinking. The answer is a kin euphorics. And it's very tasty. Don't drink the blue one because it's very bad.
So bad.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Hey, this is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. And this one should not be a surprise to anybody who's vegan and pays attention. It has been forwarded my way several times. This is from Food and Living Vegan, October 3rd, 2023. Taco Bell debuts vegan nacho cheese sauce nationwide, but you'll have to act quick, by Liam Gulliver. I almost said Liam Gallagher. Then I almost said Liam Gulliver.
Oh,
like the
no.
guy who did the travels and saw the little people.
Lilliputians.
No, wait, that's Darby O'Gill. Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Lilliputians is Gulliver.
Are they small too?
Yeah, they're little babies. Little teeny.
So who ripped off who?
Oh, I don't know.
Toeheads, did Darby O'Gill come first or did Gulliver's Travels come first?
Yeah, we're not going to Google it.
I'll probably Google it.
Okay, well, I'm not. I'm going to forget by the end of this segment.
Taco Bell's vegan nacho cheese sauce is launching across the states this month, but only for a limited time. Taco Bell has debuted.
Yeah, the T stays silent, I'm pretty sure. Debuted is funny, though. Fun to say.
Oh, my gosh. Debuted sounds too much like debut.
Yeah.
It can be confusing.
Yeah, you got to enunciate.
Especially if you're a marble mouth like me. It can be real confusing. Taco Bell has debuted a vegan nacho cheese sauce, across the states. The food giant's dairy-free dip is the perfect accompaniment to its beloved nacho fries, which recently returned to menus in all U.S. stores. From October 12th, the nacho fries with vegan nacho sauce will launch nationwide, priced at $2.19 for a regular and $2.99 for large. However, this is not a permanent feature to the chain's menu and will only be available whilst stocks last. It's a strange phrase.
Is that in the U.K.?
Whilst stocks last.
That sounds like someone in the UK.
This is a .com.
Well,
Taco Bell's vegan nacho cheese sauce made from chickpeas and soy was recently featured in the brand's vegan Crunchwrap trial. Dubbed as the chain's first ever vegan entree, the plant-based wrap was only available for a limited time in cities with notable vegan populations such as LA and New York. It was offered at a price parity to its animal-based counterpart to make vegan food accessible for all and featured an in-house vegan beef alternative.
Ooh.
Liam Gulliver goes on to say, more, but you got to give him that click.
Give Gully the click.
Oh, we don't give him nicknames.
No?
No, Liam.
Give Liam the
Our
click.
Our friend Liam. Give him the click to read the rest. Couple of things instantly spring to mind.
Yeah.
One, I'm surprised that it's a proprietary in-house fake meat on the Crunchwrap that they trialed.
It surprised me. That's surprising to me that they do all the work to develop something like that and then just do it limited like
that. So that's my second point. How are these guys doing? How are they measuring? They've got to be. They're a bunch of eggheads at these fast food companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But something like the Crunchwrap, which only shows up in like Orlando for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How is that a good like test of how it's going to do?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I wonder about that when they do limited cities and then it's like cities that seem pretty random.
Right. Or like KFC doing the Beyond Chicken, which we never went even though it was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that's on us.
Yeah. It's our sole fault that yeah. didn't stick around.
Yeah. But like how, I don't know what the metrics are for something like that. And I guess that extends to the vegan nacho fries. Although it seems like that's going to be everywhere. So that feels like the most accurate test. But the other thing, well, so Taco Bell is pretty good about customizing your order to be vegan, right?
Yeah. Vegans love Taco Bell.
So I think that's the other part of it is like something like KFC when they do Beyond Chicken, they're not trying to get vegans because nothing else on the menu is vegan.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not aware of.
You're like squinting at the ceiling.
Maybe like those potato wedges, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like the ketchup packets.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think I want to eat it. I think... I wonder if they don't know either what's a good data set and they're trying different things. Like, well, we'll try just a couple random cities of different sizes. We'll try major vegan cities. We'll try all the cities. We'll see what gives us the best information. I don't know.
Well, do you remember how they did the Impossible Whopper? Did they test out in cities or did they just go whole hog?
I think they rolled it out market to market. Like it didn't come to the Southeast for a minute. But it was out in other places. I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure about that?
No. I'm not. Food distribution is not my forte.
Yeah, but it could be an interest.
It just launched them all August 8th, 2019, according to CNBC.
Okay, well, it's clear that you're not a journalist and that you're not the editor of Talkin' Toe News because my sources tell me that Burger King first rolled it out in April in St. Louis restaurants before going nationwide in August.
Huh.
So it's almost like the exact opposite of what you said.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why integrity matters in the news business.
It also, this CNBC story says a limited time, but it continues. So I guess that their trial went well.
Well, all of our time is limited.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
Dave.
Hmm?
You know what else
yeah.
is rolling out nationwide?
I'm listening.
These ads!
Is it Whole Foods Veggie Palooza or whatever? The ad I keep getting.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Whole Foods is having a thing.
Okay.
Let's hear about it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Was it the Whole Foods thing? Welcome back to Talking Tofu. What are we doing?
We are going to talk about something new that we ate this weekend.
What was it?
I'm trying to remember where we were.
Oh, I got so mad about this.
We went out. We came home. We realized that none of us had eaten lunch and it was 3 p.m.
This is the worst story.
Then you do it.
We went out.
We came home. We came home from being out and about and we realized it was 3 p.m. and we hadn't eaten lunch. And so we were scouring the freezer for something to make. And in there were these Trader Joe's gluten-free, battered, plant-based fish fillets.
First off, what I was going to do, mm-hmm. because I had Publix hoagie rolls that I had purchased, which mm-hmm. is a great hoagie roll, I was going to make myself Gardein fishless fillets that I had bought for myself as a little treat, mm-hmm. because they're the best vegan fish, like the batter's great. You're in the kitchen doing God knows what, just sitting there. And I'm rooting around in the freezer and I can't find the Gardein.
I did not eat the Gardein.
Excuse me. You 100% ate the Gardein.
I didn't.
You feigned ignorance. First off, you didn't tell me it wasn't in there. You just let me root around in the freezer drawer like a psychopath, pulling stuff out.
I didn't.
Yanking my hair out.
I didn't know it wasn't in there. I didn't know your it words, ever was.
Your words on Saturday.
Yeah.
I ate it if it was in there.
But I didn't eat it if it had been in there, but they were.
What? That is the opposite of what you told me. Your implication was that it's fair game if it's in the freezer. Which is not untrue. Still mean and rude to do to special food that I choose.
I didn't eat it. How long ago did you buy this Gardein?
A couple months.
I mean, maybe then. Maybe
exactly. Yes.
Maybe I did. In the past couple months, maybe I did. But I didn't know it was a special treat for you. I just was like hungry and got something out of the freezer.
You didn't even value it.
I have to eat lunch every day.
I know you do. And you manage every other day without eating my special Gardein fishless fillets.
I didn't know.
Anyway, I was mad. I saw this box of Trader Joe's fishless fillets.
They
look
like,
well,
so
might
bad.
Might as well just get those. The box looked terrible. I bought them like seriously a month ago. And do not want to eat them, but I got them to try them out. So I got them and said, well, I'm just going to make these instead. And he said, well, hey, if you're making those, why don't you make one for me? And then the kid said, I'll have one too. And so then my box of 3 fishless fillets had all been spoken for. I put those in one tray. I'm just so mad. I put them in one drawer of the air fryer. And in the other drawer, I put some tots so we could have a little fish and chips. You were staring at me.
Scary Dave strikes again.
You've gotta. I made tartar sauce for the family.
Yeah, you did.
Because I'm a wonderful man.
It was good. It was really good tartar sauce.
Made my special tartar sauce. Set it out. Go ahead.
I would never.
Set it out on the table for everybody to dip from. Child did not have a single drop of it, but you enjoyed it.
I did.
I made a little sandwich on my hoagie with it. I was the only one who was having a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Then it came out and then we ate it. It's very yellow, bright yellow, canary yellow.
Yeah, the coating is rice flour. And I could
love that fact when you got that idea in your head.
Well, I just felt like it had to be. Rice flour is great for breading. It gets so crispy. And it's gluten-free, which is what they were going for. And you could just tell. And I think they used turmeric. I think that's why it was so yellow. But the picture on the box looks disgusting. Yeah. Like, unappetizing.
You said, I bet this crust is rice flour no fewer than 5 times. And then after we were done, you went and dug around in the trash to pull the box out.
Yeah, to check.
And then from the other room, I heard you say, it is rice flour!
I was proud of myself. Dave, what do you think about these fillets besides them being yellow?
I thought they were fine. Okay. I thought they were fine, Becky. I thought the texture was good. I liked the rice flour. that was covering it. I thought that that made a good texture and a good crunch. And I thought the taste of it was a little bit neutral, but it was fine. I think it lives or dies by what you put on it. And I had amazing tartar sauce that I'd made for my family. So I was happy. Doesn't hold a candle to the Guardian fishless filet.
Oh, no, not at all.
But that's another story.
So Dave prepared these using the air fryer directions included on the bag. More and more frozen foods are having air fryer instructions on the back. Thank you. Makes my life so much easier. These fish, the fish filling part was made of jackfruit and mushroom. I found it a little mushy. It didn't have that, like, it was mushy. It was too mushy, everyone. But it had that nice crisp outside from the rice flour. It didn't have
that
much.
That was rice flour?
Did you know that it was rice flour, which makes things crispy? It didn't have a fishy flavor that I could detect, but I tried a bite on its own just to get an idea of what it tasted like. But with the tartar sauce, it was good. I thought it was fine, just not very flavorful. I wouldn't get it again unless it was a lot cheaper than Gardein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it more than you.
Yeah.
But you also forced my hand on making this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost kind of like you got what you deserved.
Yeah.
By eating the Gardein in the first place.
Yeah, this was all on me.
So, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10 torture scenes in the first 20 minutes of Saw 3,
mm-hmm.
how many torture scenes in the first 20 minutes of Saw 3 do you give Trader Joe's gluten-free battered plant-based fish fillets?
I'd give it 5 torture scenes in the first 20 minutes of Saw 3.
Okay.
I thought it was just fine.
Yeah.
I'd
give it 7 torture scenes in the first 20 minutes of Saw 3 because I thought that it was a strong base. And if there's one thing I love, it's building a sandwich. And this compels you to do it.
Yeah. I think I would have liked it better in a sandwich. I just felt like the texture inside didn't hold up to eating it on its own. And I prefer to eat a fishless filet either in a taco or by itself. Also, the picture on the box, in addition to making them look unappetizing, it makes them look tiny, but these are big old fillets. They're big.
I think Trader Joe's has a picture on the box problem.
Yeah.
Most of their stuff looks like garbage on the picture on the box.
Some of it looks okay, though. This looks actively, like, bad.
I think most of it looks bad.
Like, if this product tanks, I can tell them that it was the picture on the box. Everyone was like, why would I buy this?
And the little doily shit that they do around the edges of the box.
Yeah. It's,
and all of the...
Their design, like, thing. I don't know. It's very consistent, though. Like, are they going for some style that I'm not picking up on?
I think it's giving, like, rich Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Like, it's folksy. And it's not like the tiki direction that I think they started out as with the trader thing.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to go away from that because it's a little problematic.
I think it's, well, I don't know. I think it's, because it's not like tiki's going anywhere.
Yeah, true.
But I think it's rich people. I think it's rich Cracker Barrel. I think it's going rich Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, Trader Joe's.
Cookie Barrel.
Could have been better. No. Croissant Barrel.
Fancy Cracker Barrel.
Nailed it.
We got a letter?
No, we have a snack to drink.
Okay.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Let's drink these.
We got to put that on ice.
I know. Will you go get some glasses with ice? Dave has returned. He's got fancy glasses.
Hey, you're worth it.
Thanks. All right. So this is Recess Zero Proof Lime Margarita in quotes. I tried to do the quotes with my voice.
Why would it be in quotes?
It's in quotes.
I know, but why?
Because
margarita doesn't imply alcohol.
Margarita is tequila, triple sec, lime.
I don't know.
All right. Ooh, it smells good.
Don't give too much. We gotta do thirds.
Oh, yeah, for the kiddo?
Yeah.
He can have the rest of mine.
I don't want the rest of mine.
Well, he can have the rest of yours then.
All right.
All right.
Cheers.
I was smelling it.
It smells bad. It smells like Alka-Seltzer.
I'm going to take a sip straight from the can. I'm looking at the ingredients.
Tastes very thin.
It tastes thin. That is what I was going to drink from the can because I thought the ice did it.
Mm.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Okay. I think the taste is thin.
Yeah. It's filtered water, citrus tea infusion, which is more water, lemon zest, orange zest, agave, lime juice concentrate, pear juice concentrate, orange juice concentrate, lemon juice concentrate, natural flavors, citric acid, sea salt, guayusa extract, L-theanine powder. Ooh, this might not be vegan. Is L-theanine vegan? Okay, it's from tea and mushrooms. We're good. We're good. Whew. And lemon balm powder. But it's also a 12-ounce can and only 25 calories. And I think that, but it could, you could still taste more like something.
Yeah, I think, here's the thing. I just had a Kin Euphorix while we were recording this.
Ooh, this has caffeine in it.
I think the Kin Euphorix has really landed on, there's not an ad for Kin Euphorix, but they've landed on something that has a unique taste. It's non-alcoholic, that does give you, it's empty. That does, she's trying to drink it while I'm talking about it.
I want to, it's, you're making it sound good.
That does like generate an effect when you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And is probably $4 a can, $5 mm-hmm. a can, small can, 8 ounces, $4, $5 a can. I feel like it's worth it. Like, I feel like you're getting something unique. I feel like you're getting an effect out of it, whether it's placebo or not. Like, it fits the purpose, mm-hmm. you know? This feels like an expensive soda.
An expensive bad soda.
Yeah.
So I was commenting on the calories because it doesn't have any artificial sweeteners.
And you're obsessed with calories.
And I'm obsessed yeah, with calories. Yeah, just classic.
Do thing. Not stop talking about calories.
But I use the calories in sodas to figure out how sweet it's going to be. And since this doesn't have any artificial sweeteners, there's just not that much sugar. It's just not sweet enough.
I think
I would rather have something sweeter.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think the L-theanine is meant to be the relaxant.
Oh, gotcha. But there's also 10 milligrams of caffeine in this can.
Yeah.
So we will not be giving, the kid can have one sip.
But I mean, there's caffeine in the Kin too. Just to bring it back to the Kin Euphorix, that I think is a good bang for the buck.
Yeah.
We should do all the Kins.
Yeah, that'd
be
fun.
We should watch a relaxing movie and drink all the Kins.
That'd be fun. Kins. That's a great idea. Yeah, because there's one that isn't. Which one is it?
The non-vegan one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to give these a... What do you give them? Yeah, we got a letter. Kid begged us to try these.
Yeah,
on the could pod so that he could drink them.
He could not wait to try them. Poor guy.
Carolina writes, "I do not like listening to couples argue, so I'm on Team Becky for once." Feel free to edit that out. Hearing people argue makes me incredibly uncomfortable. So to that, I would ask. Did we argue in this episode? What level of arguing do you consider arguing,
Carolina? Oh, yeah. Because we argue all the time, but like fun arguing. And also sometimes.
One person's fun.
Yes.
Is another person's foul.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying. That's the question that I'm asking.
I will.
We don't get to declare that it's fun to somebody who's made uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Fun. We're having fun arguing. Like, we have fun arguments.
Still subjective, but closer to being objective.
Yes. So I will say that when we first launched this podcast, you know, my friends all listened to the first few episodes because they're good friends. And then they stopped. well,
I wouldn't listen to my friend's podcast.
Well, one of my friends.
What a drag.
One of my friends said she had to stop listening, and she said because we argued so much, it stressed her out.
Wow. Who?
I know. I don't remember. Who? I forget.
Who?
Scary Dave.
You ever try to make that a thing?
I'm going to make t-shirts, listener.
Oh, Carolina, please get back to us. I want to know how far is too far.
Yeah, what's your threshold?
Yeah, and if we should put content warnings if there are actual tense arguments on the episode.
Either way. What? Okay. Either way, thank you for your letter.
Okay, I guess you're doing it.
No, you want to do it? You do it.
I'm on break.
Okay. Either way, thank you for the letter, Carolina. And thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. It's true. Tell a friend. If you post a story about it on the Instagram and you tag us, we will share that story. It's true. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tea, sticker, and more in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkintofu. Talkin-tofu. Did I say that? Talkin-tofu. Sorry, Toeheads. This is a new part of the script. New part. I'm acclimating my mouth to it. And I'm Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including that potato casserole, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm still on break. You can just give them mine.
Dave is Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. He's thinking about changing. No. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.